So I'm sitting at the upstairs bar at the Rock and Roll Hotel with Dan Snaith of Caribou. And are you of Caribou or are you Caribou?
I guess it's a bit ambiguous. Yeah. On the records, I suppose, it's me that makes all the recordings and mixes everything on the records. But when we play live, it's very much a collaborative thing. There's four of us on stage. So
tell me about it. I walked down and looked at the... you had just set up the drums, which is about most of what you see up on stage. It looks like two dueling drums sort of facing one another. The kick drums, one bigger than another, is butt up against one another, just about.
Yeah.
Are you behind one kit? Is that...
Yeah, some of the time. I guess there's Brad Weaver plays drums, and Ryan Smith plays guitar, and Andy Lloyd plays bass and sings, and then I kind of fill in whatever it needs. I sing most of the songs, but then fill in the other instruments as they need to be filled in. Because the way I work at home, just building things up one at a time, recording them one at a time, there might end up being five drum parts on a record. So when it comes to playing live, we need, you know, two drummers to do that, or sometimes there's more guitar parts or whatever.
When you make music and you do it alone, sometimes I know when I'm a musician also, do music on my own, mm-hmm. and I'll play something and I'll put it down, I'll lay it down, and it's very permanent. You hear it over and over again, but the fact of the matter is, you may have only played it once or twice and aren't all that familiar with what the heck you did to make your music. Do you find that true with what you do?
That's absolutely right, yeah. I think people often ask me, is it very difficult to translate the music? You've got this intimate knowledge of it, and is it hard to let go and let the band play it? But, when we come to rehearsing, being diligent musicians, the other guys in the band are often far more versed with the songs than I am. Because, I've literally played the guitar part once, and then, oh yeah, I'm happy with that. And that was 9 months before or whatever. So,
and you have probably no idea what you did. And you had to learn
exactly.
You
have to relearn it. Yeah. And but it gives the music a new life, that we're kind of all approaching it again and have the kind of freedom to change it and maybe think, well, that won't work so well live. What's a more interesting way for us to play this live? It's not like I feel like I'm tied exactly to those recordings.
Mm-hmm. Is a setting like a club? Your music is on the record is very spare. There's a lot of there's a lot going on, but there's also a lot of space at the same time, which I like. Is a club the place for this?
I feel like we're pretty lucky in that we like it at a outdoor festival or a small club or a slightly bigger club. It doesn't seem that we end up in situations that are inappropriate to us very often. I like a club where people are right up in front of us, and it kind of feeds into the music being more kind of visceral and physical mm-hmm. than it is on record, and obviously with the kind of combative drum setup. And I think it works really, really well like that. I mean, I enjoy it. That's the kind of thrill that I get out of playing music live that isn't so much what's on the record necessarily or it definitely isn't on some of the songs on the record at all.
Speaking of live, I happened to see down by the drum kit, there was a Mac laptop, and on it was the program, which is called Live. Do you use that? And if you do, explain how you use a computer in what you do tonight.
We use it in a couple different ways. Actually, one of the main parts of the show, apart from the music, is we've programmed kind of visuals in a program called Quartz Composer, which reacts to, I don't know if this is too technical, but Live is sending MIDI information that kind of triggers what's going on in the visuals. So it essentially what that does is allows the drummer to keep in time with the visuals, or the other way around, the visuals to keep in time with us, I guess.
What? So is there some pulse or something that you're hearing that's being played by Live?
Only the drummer is hearing a pulse, and that...
I see, and so you're playing along with a pulse that is now as well, so to speak, the visual aspect is hearing the pulse as well, and so it all locks together that way.
That's exactly right, but it's one thing, we used to do that with these animators called Delicious Nine, made kind of animated music videos for my previous records, and we used to play with them, those videos being played behind us and everything kind of synced up. the thing that I didn't like about that was we weren't able to play the songs. You know, in some ways it worked very well, but it allowed us to kind of coordinate the visual and audio.
It had to be a certain length of time, I'd imagine, if you did it that way.
Exactly. We weren't able to adapt the songs as we went along. We weren't able to, you know, have as much freedom as musicians. And that's something I always wanted to do. And on this tour, and for this album, the program that does the visuals kind of reacts to what's going on as we change the song, rather than just being like, oh, it's going to do this exactly the same every night. So it allows us to play as musicians, but also have that synchronicity between audio and video, I guess.
And what is getting composed by Quartz Composer? What is being projected on a screen behind you? Can you describe it?
It's a great program for being very modular and very simple to put together kind of geometric patterns or kind of strobe effects. It's not playing video clips or anything like that. It's just sort of playing with light, you know, patterns of light that kind of reflect what's going on.
So it could, if you wanted to trigger
a
video.
Oh, absolutely. It's very flexible, but it's very easy. We wanted to just have it just kind of reinforce what's going on in the music with some kind of very simple visual interpretations.
There's certainly a visual element to your sound. When you write this stuff, is there anything in your head visually that's going on? These are not simple, you know, love songs necessarily.
It's funny, I hear that a lot, that it kind of triggers images and sort of visual connections with people. Oh. But when I'm making the music, it's just about the excitement of kind of, it's triggering lots of things, but they're all auditory sensations. Mm-hmm. And it's about kind of escaping. It's definitely in the head, kind of escaping into this kind of world of sound and enjoying that. But I'm not, it's one of the reasons that it's quite exciting to do the visual thing live for me is that when I'm recording, it's only about the way things sound. It's only about sounds and melodies and harmonies and those kind of things, kind of playing around with those ideas.
Your music reminds me, and there are other people who do this well, when the music is spare, and I don't know if spare is the right word, because there's a whole lot going on, but it's almost as if the history of music in my head, all the songs I've heard before, helps sometimes fill in bits of your music, helps make me bridges. So the big guitar part might not be there, but there's something in my brain that makes connections for me in your music. Does that make any sense to you? It's more implied sometimes than stated, maybe is the best way I can put it.
I definitely like that to be true. That's a kind of appealing kind of description. I guess I'm being influenced by like a lot of disparate kind of sources of music, but I'm making music in a way that none of those records were made. You know, I'm recording at home on a tiny little computer with terribly basic equipment. And I'm listening to a band that recorded with the Philharmonic Orchestra or whatever to do their string arrangements or whatever. Or I'm listening to some contemporary R&B, like, you know, pop R&B that was recorded in some really, high fidelity way. And, I'm trying to make sense of all these influences, but I quite like that, the fact that I'm always forced to figure out a different way of doing things than the people that I'm influenced by, just by the kind of limitations of the way I'm recording. I think that maybe means that, yeah, it references things, but it doesn't, hopefully it doesn't just replicate things. It infers these things, but sounds different, maybe just because of the way it's made, or I don't know, but partially at least.
Do you see some progression in the music that maybe you made 3 and 4 years ago as to what you're doing now and what you might have in mind for what you're going to work on next?
The big thing for me with this album, with Andorra, is that was the first time there was any kind of sense of composition and writing actual songs, writing music, rather than just kind of, in the past it was always start a loop going and build layers on top of it, right, and kind of improvise a song and then kind of arrange it afterwards. Whereas this time I realized there are so many kind of pop songs that I loved or composed music that I loved because of the way they were composed, and that wasn't ever going to happen by that process of making music out of loops. So I wrote and kind of had an arrangement in my head of all these songs before I started recording, which I know is the kind of conventional way of making music, but for me it was very different, I guess. And that's something I definitely enjoyed. I guess the important thing for me is that you know, I'm so excited about music and so kind of passionate about making music that I want every time there, I need to feel like I'm doing something new and something different with each record to keep that. I mean, that's what keeps me doing it all the time, is just the excitement of it, I suppose.
Great. Are you doing new material this evening?
No, we're actually, I mean, I don't work on new songs while we're on tour. I prefer to just kind of, I mean, the material that we've been playing from previous albums kind of mutates and continues to change as we tour. And I kind of prefer just thinking about that and working on that and then coming back to kind of a blank slate when I start recording a new record is quite an exciting feeling.
That's great. Well, I look forward to it.
Great. Thank you.